Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Mary Claire Burek, president of the Roslyn Bid.
And we are talking about the annual Roslyn Jazz Fest, which is returning on Saturday, September 9th from 1 to 7 p.m. at Gateway Park. Hey, thanks for doing this again.
So excited to be here.
All right, so before we get into any of the details of the actual lineup and all that stuff, what's the big picture stuff? Let's start with like what year are we in? How much it's grown, that kind of stuff.
So this is actually the 31st year of this festival, and it really has been amazing to see how much it's grown into a signature event, not only here in Arlington, but really it's become a regional draw, and we're seeing folks that are coming from even farther to this festival. So not only to see, it's great to see the crowds growing, but it's also interesting to see how the lineups have evolved as well.
And was it always at Gateway Park the whole time, or has it moved around town, different spots?
Always been in Gateway Park, and it's a great venue for this, very accessible, and it's one of Arlington's largest outdoor parks.
Great, great. Now, it's okay if you don't have the numbers at your fingertips, but do you know about how many people, even like a ballpark number, how many people came last year?
We do. So we had just under 10,000 last year, and we're hoping for good weather and a great crowd again this year.
Wow. So is 10,000 pretty much back to, you know, pre-pandemic levels? Like, are you pretty much all the way back now, you think?
It is. Yeah, it is. We, during the pandemic years, you know, the crowds were much lower, you know, probably down into the $2,000 and $3,000 numbers. But we're expecting to see that grow. And again, the acts that are coming each year it's just such a diversity, and we're seeing it sort of build on itself. So we expect a pretty good crowd this year.
Great, great. Well, let's get into the acts then. So if people come out on Saturday, September 9th, what are some of the acts they're going to see, you know, and if you want, I mean, you don't have to do it this way, but if you want to like move throughout the day, cause I know it starts at 1 PM and goes all the way to 7. Do you want to like say who like kind of kicks the day off and then who closes
Sure.
it out, that kind of way?
Yeah, so we're really excited to kick the day off with some local flair. We're going to bring the DMV-based group Oh He Dead and then DuPont Brass. So both of these local bands, just a great way, I think, to start the day. Oh He Dead they're really energetic and very wide-ranging. So they go from soul to pop to funk to rock, and just really, really a terrific group. And interestingly enough, Jason, their second album is actually scheduled to be released on September 15th. So that'll be right after Jazz Fest. So this is a great opportunity to get a preview of this up and coming band.
Great. And then forgive me if you mentioned, did you mention Galactic?
Yeah, so Galactic is actually our headliner this year, and they are New Orleans funk legends. They've really traveled the world on some of the biggest stages. You know, they've been to Coachella and New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. So we're really excited to be bringing them here in Roslyn. You know, they've performed with world-class bands and artists, including Dave Matthews Band, Jack Johnson, Counting Crows. I mean, the list just goes on. They are so energetic, and we just really know that they're going to have people on their feet.
Fantastic. All right. I mean, that's probably enough for me on the different artists, unless, I mean, is there anyone else you want to shout out real quick before we move to, you know, the food and other stuff? Is there any other artists you wanted to mention?
Yep. And the last artist is kind of right in the middle, Pedrito Martinez. And so he is really sort of the foremost Cuban percussionist that's working today. He just has this incredible energy. He too has done a lot of collaboration with some of the biggest names in music. You know, he's done collaborations with Elton John, Bruce Springsteen, Eric Clapton. So this year's lineup is really legit. It's going to be an exciting lineup. I think people are going to be on their feet from start to finish.
Awesome. So yeah, so it sounds like just in order here, If you want to see the local artists show up towards the earlier side, you'll see Oh He Dead and DuPont Brass and some of the local flavor. And then stick around middle of the day, it'll be Pedrito Martinez group that you just mentioned. And then Galactic will be closing it out with Angelica Jelly Joseph towards the later part of the evening. So great. Awesome. And of course, if you show up, you know, it's all free, you know, just register and everything, but you show up and then tell us what else that we can experience in addition to just the music, you know, like tell us some of the yard games and the food trucks and, you know, the what do we say? The festival side of it.
Yeah, this really is a festival, even beyond the music. Of course, it's very family friendly. So in addition to the great music, you know, there'll be community tables, they'll have artisans, organizations. You know, we've got the lawn games that you just mentioned. You know, we've got food trucks. And of course, the fan favorite, mobile bars, will be returning. So we'll be serving up local Virginia beer. We've got wine, seltzer, sangria. Just a really fun day, and it's just an all-day activities and great music. Just a great time. So we encourage you to come on out.
Okay, great. And then you mentioned the yard games. Do you know which do you know what yard game specifically it is? Is it like cornhole or what do you think it'll be?
Yep. So we've got cornhole. We've got all sorts of things. We've got the large Jenga, cornhole, just all sorts of activities. And of course, there's a sandbox on the other side of Gateway Park. So again, that's always a fun, entertaining thing for the kids as well.
Okay, cool. And then in addition to the food trucks, don't you always usually, you know, encourage folks to, you know, hit up some of the local restaurants on the way there or, you know, and maybe bring some carry out or something like that? Like give me a soundbite on that you encourage people to do that as well.
And even though there's some great food trucks that are going to be right there in the area, we always encourage people to go hit one of the Roslyn restaurants, bring some food back with you to the park. It's just a really, there are a lot of great opportunities right there in the neighborhood. And even though the event ends at 7, there's going to be a lot of great restaurants that are going to have specials afterward, including Assembly, which is right across the street at the Metro. And they're actually going to have a jazz band there jamming until 9 p.m. So if you want to keep the after party going, you can just head right across the street to Assembly.
Oh, that's good. That's good information, actionable information. Great, great. I'm trying to think what other pieces we maybe have left out. Isn't there like a Spotify playlist they can hear some, you know, a sample of some of the artists before they head down?
There is, yeah. You can head over to our website, roslynva.org/jazz, where you can download the Spotify playlist and get really excited about the artists. And if you'd like to stay in the neighborhood, we've got a little staycation package going with the Hyatt Centric, code JAZZ23. So you can again check out our website and you can get all the details on this special with the Hyatt. You'll get your one night stay, you'll get parking and breakfast. So complete package.
Great, great. Yeah, I mean, we were, you know, we just interviewed the folks over the DC Jazz Fest, which just is will just be wrapping up before the Roslyn one starts. Do you all did you try to schedule it that way for a reason? Like, do you think maybe some people are coming in from out of town for that one that might stay a few more days and hit your guys' festival? Or I mean, does that calculate into the scheduling at all?
So what we realized is, again, this our Jazz Fest has not only become a regional draw, but we're starting to see folks that are coming from outside the area. And so that's what really prompted us to want to do the staycation. And then, of course, we've got DC Jazz Festival in close proximity to ours. So we figure folks are really looking to come in and get a full dose of the music, and we want to encourage them to stay.
Awesome. And I guess before we run, just final seconds, like remind everybody that it is free, but that, you know, but tell them how they should sign up. Like, 'cause I don't know. Can you just show up at the gate or do you have to register ahead of time?
You can. Yeah,
Okay.
you can. The reason we encourage reservation is because we do think it will sell out. There's only a certain number of people that can fit into the park. So if you really are wanting to ensure that you can get in, the best way to do that is to head over to our website and RSVP for the event. The event is completely free and we will accept walk-ins on site. But again, if you really want to be sure that you can get your spot, that's the best way to ensure you can.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for doing this. Let's end by pretend that I'm not even here and you're just speaking directly to the WTOP listeners as they're riding in the car or whatever. Just be like, "Hey, you know, hey DMV, come on out to Roslyn Jazz Fest. You're gonna have a good time," something like that.
Okay. Hey, DMV, come on out to the Roslyn Jazz Fest this year. You are going to have an amazing time.
Awesome. And again, it is Saturday, September 9th from 1 to 7 p.m. at the Gateway Park on Langston Boulevard there in Roslyn. So everybody head over to roslynva.org/ is it slash jazz? Is that's the website, right?
Yes.
All right, head there and find more information. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Oh, you're so awesome. Always, you make it so easy, Jason. Yeah, and I really want to give a shout out to Arlington Arts. Josh has done an incredible incredible job curating the artists and really bringing in unique and diverse lineup each and every year. So big thanks to Arlington Arts.
Awesome. Again, everyone, Roslyn Jazz Fest, cool. 31st year. Check it out. Hey, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Thanks.